If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When the Super Bowl was coming to New Orleans and the city was talking about all the things that it was doing to gear up for this big event that was drawing so much attention from around the country and around the world, I talked about how great it is that the city's doing that, but we should really maintain that attitude after the Super Bowl's over. The Super Bowl is gone. So many people were primed to be nice to everybody, primed to keep the city clean. We had an attitude with all of these people coming to town, and an attitude while they were in town. And I talked about how I was part of the press corps, and a lot of people may not have known who I was. So I kind of look at it like, you know, they saw me with the Super Bowl credentials, and when I would go to different things, people were nice to me, and I thought that, you know, quite often, if they didn't even know who I was, they were just being nice to me as a member of the media visiting from somewhere else. And I thought, wow, this is just, it's great how people are being treated. Now, as a city, we tend to be nice to tourists. We tend to be nice to visitors. We need to learn to be nicer to each other. And I often talked about, during the Super Bowl and leading up to the Super Bowl, that as a city, as our leaders, and as citizens of the greater New Orleans area, not just New Orleans itself, but we need to do a better job of maintaining this mentality of keeping our city clean, keeping our city with this just a positive attitude toward others. We need to do that when the Super Bowl's over. Well, the Super Bowl is now over, and I hope that this attitude continues. I feel good about the city. You know, right after the Super Bowl, we had Mardi Gras, and I feel good about how things turned out for Mardi Gras. And I'm feeling good about the city right now. The question is, are we as people and are we as leaders, are we going to continue this interest in keeping our city clean and keeping our city just, you know, with a really positive attitude? I'm Scoot. I'm glad you're with us. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser joins us on WWL. Billy, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you, my friend.
Last night, you sent me a letter that you had sent to the city council, and I want to share this with the audience, and it's about keeping our city clean. It's to the Honorable Freddie King, the third councilman. And Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser writes in this letter, I hope you will not remove IV waste as the sanitation service provider in the French Quarter. They have given us dedicated above and beyond service, and it would be wrong to change to a vendor who is not even in the garbage business. I have personally seen all the work IV waste has done to clean up the city, even beyond the scope of their contract. Coming off the Super Bowl and a successful Mardi Gras, people were finally seeing the potential of this city. IV Waste was a key partner in all the efforts to clean up before the events. Changing vendors at this time would be a setback to all progress made in the quarter, just as we are finally moving forward and morale is high. I strongly recommend that the city continues to work with IV Waste. People are happy with the service provided. Let's not go backwards from this point. If I can be of assistance to you in any way, please don't hesitate to call. Sincerely, Billy Nungesser, Lieutenant Governor. Nice letter. I have to ask you up front, as you promote IV Waste, is there a connection between you and Sidney Torres?
Other than he does a phenomenal job, no. I happened to be on the balcony one morning where guys were wiping down the garbage cans. There was a guy with a scraper scraping the paint off of Jackson Square. I'm sure that's not in his contract. Wiping down the post. Something you don't see any other contractor doing. He has a real pride and love for the city. He stepped out and wanted to promote Love the Boot Week, keep Louisiana beautiful. He spent a lot of money. I offered to do the commercial and tell everybody what a great job he did in the quarter, and he promotes the Love the Boot Week, which is coming up at the end of that. He's always gone beyond the call. And we always try to shortcut contractors and people that go out there and really just do a good job. And I don't know how more people are not outraged that we keep giving contracts to a guy that's not even in that business. I mean, he's a middleman. There's not, I mean, do you not? And then he got in a squabble with whoever he hired, and then he come back now, they worked out their differences. Well, why would you pay a cut to somebody? I mean, am I the only one that smells a rat here?
Well, so let's talk about this other company that may get this contract. You sense that the city council may turn on IV Waste and go with another company that's not even in the garbage business?
Well, what I got word was that there was going to be an effort by two of the council members to give back the contract to that individual who had cut a deal with a garbage company to pick up the garbage at a quarter. If you give the guy the contract and they don't do a good job, you can't hold a garbage company because you gave the contract to an individual. I mean, you know, I think this is the same individual that got the six-leg contract when Drew Brees was going to put up millions of dollars, and didn't the council end up giving them $6 million to do demo, and then he got caught selling the scrap? I believe it was the same individual that got a contract to fix the lights that never got fixed. I mean, am I the only one that sees this?
Well, who is this person? Can we name this person?
I'd rather not, but I think most people know who it is.
Yeah, okay.
And then someone else told me yesterday he's related to one of the council members. And so it's not too hard to figure out. But how does this keep – this is why the city never moves ahead. You know, I had heard when I tried to fix the streets in the quarter, why do we keep patching them hundreds of times? And they said, well, check out who has the patch contract over fixing the streets the right way, because that takes a contractor that actually is in that business. Don't know that for a fact. I never could get the documents of who has that contract. We tried many times. But if you wonder why things keep breaking, they're not fixed, they're not kept up, why not give the contracts to people that are actually in that business? Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense, Billy. I appreciate that you don't want to mention his name. I think I know who you're talking about, and his name has been out there. So this person is not in the garbage business, but it would be like me going to the city council and say, look, give me the contract for cleaning up the city, and I'll get a contract. I'll get another contract with a garbage company, and you give me the money, and then I'll give them the money. This person is probably set to make a lot of money in that exchange.
You know, the reason there was a disruption before I heard is because there was a disagreement on how much they were going to split. And that was the hiccup, so I hear, and I don't know that factual. And so that's where city council did the right thing and stepped in and put IV in charge to clean it up so we didn't have a void for the Super Bowl and, of course, Mardi Gras. And as they always do, they step in and doing a phenomenal job. And listen, when I first looked at why the garbage wasn't getting picked up, this is a few years ago, I found out the company that had it had a contract to pressure wash. They had never pressure washed to my back then. Well, when we brought that to the city, the next day they were all pressure washing in front of the museum. I don't know if that's the same company that this individual represents now or not. It was not Sydney Tourism, but it was back when nobody was picking up the garbage. There was trash all over the street. It smelled horrible. And this is just a few years ago. And found out that after they got the contract, they got a change order to pressure wash. And to my best knowledge, they had never pressure washed until they showed up in front of the museum one day. But it just, this is what's wrong with New Orleans. And the poor people pay the price for it. And we just need to look hard at who we're electing and who's going to stand up and call a spade and call a rat out when we smell a rat. Because we're working too hard. The state police down there, that we've given an office in the Cabildo. I actually sent park rangers out every night during Mardi Gras and Super Bowl to, while the police were small staffed, to make sure the people weren't sleeping and messing all over the Jackson Square. So my park rangers came out of the state parks to assist the state police, New Orleans police. We're doing everything we can to help make this city attractive. And we just need them to do the right thing.
Now, do you want to name the city council member this person may be related to?
I think everybody knows. I'd rather not.
Okay.
But
I respect that. Bill, you know I have to ask these questions.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to set up in the beginning that there was no big relationship between you and Sydney Torres, and you're promoting Ivy Waste because of the job that you've seen them do. And it's a shame that when politicians want to praise somebody, we always have to wonder, are they getting something out of it? And I know you personally, and I know you as a person who can praise somebody and not get something out of it. And you're praising somebody because they deserve the praise, and it's the right thing to do. And if the city of New Orleans selected IV Waste to clean up the city before and during the Super Bowl, then that meant they thought IV Waste was better than the company that was doing it before, or they would have had the company that was doing it before do it. So they thought IV Waste was better. And so if they change the contract, then obviously there's something that stinks here, and somebody's getting money, somebody's giving a favor to somebody, and favoritism and all of this kind of stuff, this is the kind of stuff that has ruined the city of New Orleans.
You're absolutely right. You know, I reached out to Sydney Torres and said, look, I'd love to help you let people know what you've done in the quarter. I'd like to do a commercial or help you. And he said, look, Billy, that'd be great if you could talk about what we did. But he says, I'd like to help you clean up Louisiana with Love the Boot Week. So he put that in the commercial to help us get Louisiana cleaned up at his expense. And so that's the kind of guy he is. That's the kind of company he runs. And I tell you, I was in the quarter every day during Super Bowl and many days during Mardi Gras. And everybody I talked to, as a matter of fact, I think it was Felix's Restaurant and the French Quarter Association both sent letters to the council members, please don't change it. And I had 15 calls at least. What are they doing? Finally, we feel like the quarter's coming back. The state police, work with New Orleans police, are making it safe and it's clean. What are we doing? And this could be the straw that broke the camel's back, because I visited many shops down Royal Street, and some of them say, look, I don't know if I can hang on. I said, look, we got state police. Things are getting better. And several of the calls are like, this is exactly why I thought of pulling out of this city, because of these kind of deals. We'll never get ahead if we keep allowing this to happen.
Well, so where does it stand now? Who's in charge of keeping the French Quarter clean right now?
Well, Sydney Torres's company is. I got a call last night that they got a pushback and they decided not to bring it up at the meeting today. Not that they won't at a later meeting, but hopefully the citizens will be as upset as I am and reach out to the councilman and say, we're not going to stand for this anymore.
Well, who got
and
a
remember this come election time.
Who got a pushback, Billy?
I think it was Councilman Green that was introducing it.
Okay. And he got pushback that they didn't want to bring it up.
Yeah, I got a call last night late that said that, you know, they decided they were not going to bring it up today to vote on it, that they got some pushback.
Okay, so right now, IV Waste, Sidney Torres, is still under contract to keep the quarter clean.
Yeah. And my recommendation to the city council would be either put it back out to bid fair and square, and don't give a change order after you issued a contract to make up the difference for somebody. Do it fair and square, and do it and hire the best company to do it. And if they do that, you got to go with the guy that does it right and make it fair and square. And that's what's not been done in New Orleans for a long time.
Yeah, I've seen that too. So I'm gonna watch this very closely, and we're gonna talk about this. I mean, we're gonna be on top of this on this show, and I'm gonna bring this up to the citizens of New Orleans every day if I have to, so the citizens can be skeptical and really upset if something doesn't seem to be right. And there seems to be something just inherently wrong with the idea that you're gonna give a contract to a man where there's some questions about the man and some of the things that he's gotten contracts for. He may be related to a council member. And instead of giving it directly to a garbage company, you're giving it to a man who is then going to get a garbage company to clean it up. So if this guy is doing this, he's going to make money. And so the garbage company is going to get less. So it's a garbage company that is it may not be that good because they're going to do the job for less because this guy's going to have to take some of the money.
And you're going to have to ask yourself, Scoot, why would these councilmen fight for that guy? Why would it be that important?
I don't know.
You know, if it smells like a rat, it's usually a rat.
Yep.
And, you know, that's why people, you know, we got a chance to change things next year in New Orleans. There's elections. And people need to look closely at the character of the people they're electing, the honesty, ethics, and really, do they really care about making a difference, or is it just a job? And that's what frustrates me. We need people that really care about the city and care about doing the right thing.
Yeah, and I'll put out a call right now. If this person who we're talking about, who we haven't named, if this person wants to come on my show and answer these questions about whether or not he should get the contract to clean up the city, even though he's not in the garbage business. If he wants to come on the air and talk to me, then he can come on the air and talk to me. But I'm going to ask him a lot of the questions that you're bringing up.
I love you, man. You're so good for this city. Thank you so much. And you know, we'll stay on top of it. If I hear anything, I'll let you know.
Lieutenant Governor, if you hear anything, I want you to come back on the air because I need you to help me stay on top of this. There are going to be things that you're going to see and find out about that I'm not going to see and find out about. So if you have new information, come on this show and let's stay on top of this and let's make sure the public is aware of what the city council is doing with the contract to clean up the French Quarter. Okay?
Thank you, my friend. You have a great
day. All right, thanks. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Yeah, I mean, we tend to be kind of trashy. We tend to be kind of trashy in the city, and we don't have to be. And let's talk a little bit about litter in the city. Where do you see litter where we shouldn't see litter? Yesterday, on a street that was, there was no garbage on this street, and my car passed through an entire fast food bag with empty wrappers, empty containers, and empty cups in it. That didn't just blow there. Somebody threw that out of their window. And I think we should shame people who do that. We should shame people who litter. Where do you see litter? Well, we shouldn't see litter. And what bothers you about litter in New Orleans? And I'm going to stay on top of this whole issue with the Lieutenant Governor. I'm going to stay on top of this issue, and we're going to watch the City Council. And if the City Council gives a contract to somebody who really shouldn't get that contract, if it's something about favoritism, if it's somebody who doesn't deserve the contract, We're going to make sure that the public knows what every council member is doing, because some of these council members, they want to be mayor. They want to be, even if some haven't announced, they're going to announce. They want to be mayor. So we should hold this against them if they don't make the right decision. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, one of the things that I have always hated about New Orleans is the litter, is the trash. And before the Super Bowl, the city looked great. The French Quarter looked great. After the Super Bowl, there was Mardi Gras. The city looked great. Of course, look, there's going to be litter and trash in the French Quarter on Mardi Gras. That's a little different. But I don't like this instinct that we have to litter. And there are a lot of people here who are really trashy. And they will just throw trash right out of the window of their car. They'll drop it off at an intersection. They'll just throw it out of the window of the car, dropping it off at that intersection. It's disgusting. So we're talking about litter. Also, we just got off the phone with Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, who is concerned about the city council dropping the contract with Sidney Torres and Ivy Waste and going to someone who may be related to a city council member who got maybe a questionable contract with the Six Flags development, and who has a total lack of experience when it comes to collecting garbage. But if he gets the contract, he may go out and find a garbage company to pick up the garbage. Why would that man get the contract? So we're going to keep our eye on that. We've got a lot of people to get to. Let's start off with Jason. Jason, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, Scoot. Scoot, you know what's,
Wait, you kind of breaking up. Jason, are you still there? Jason, I don't know what happened. We lost you. If you call right back, we'll get
you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Can you hear me? You know what was trashy? was for the lieutenant governor to get on the radio show and spread rumors. It sounded like he was having a conversation in a bar. Well, you spread rumors about folks. Let me share something with you. When BP oil spill came, there was a lot of rumors about Billy Nungesser down there. But how would he like if somebody got out there and spread the rumors that he made money off of the BP when his boat was sitting out there and the fisherman was working? I fished down there with those guys. I heard a whole lot of rumors. But for a lieutenant governor to get out there and spread rumors... So
what do you think is a rumor?
A councilman, but hold on. So what if a council member is related to someone? New Orleans is small. Everybody's related to some damn body.
No, not like that.
Okay.
So what
okay,
is it? What is a rumor?
On.
Tell me.
Up,
tell me
up,
what's
on,
a rumor.
Hold on, Leon. Wait, Leon Canizero, who is a DA, his daughter worked in the same office. So that's what I'm saying. So if we're going to be fair, let's be fair.
Well, I can't bring up. Let's just focus
I'm
on
just
this one situation.
You,
I can't bring up every situation where there's been, you know, some form of nepotism or some family members work for somebody. I can't bring up every situation like that. Let's focus on this one situation. All right, but why don't you tell me what's the rumor? Tell me what's the rumor.
Well, they say that he made money off of the BP oil spill. And
no, I'm not. We're not talking about that, Jason. We're not talking about that.
Okay.
We're talking about this particular incident involving IV waste and cleaning up the French
Quarter. I watched the hearings. I watched the hearings on the contract. Troy Henry got the contract, right? They couldn't work it out, so they had that was the emergency contract that Sidney Torres had. It was an emergency contract to get
why
them through
they,
Mardi Gras
why did they not,
to get them
why
through
did
the
they,
Super Bowl.
Why did they not keep the company that was already cleaning it up?
Well, it went off a bid. It went off a bid, and Henry Company got it. Troy Henry Company got it. He partnered with Richard's Disposal, who has the contract. So now, this councilman addressed everything. It's on board when Sidney leaves out. Richard's is going to be doing the trash pickup. It doesn't state that he cannot have a subcontractor.
But if he has to go find somebody else, then he's going to make money in the process. So the person who's ultimately picking up
always,
the trash.
That's been the case in New Orleans. That's nothing new. That's been going on a long time. Here's what I have a problem with. Everyone wants to run New Orleans from St. Tammany, Plaquemine Parish, Jefferson Parish. If you live in Orleans Parish, it's your fight. I don't get into Jefferson Parish issues or St. Tammany Parish issues. If the lieutenant governor want to run New Orleans, move to New Orleans.
And right, Jason,
you're the only one on the radio show that lives in Orleans Parish. Come down here with us, where we got to drive through the broken up streets. We got to deal with the water balls. Move here, but that's what I get tired of.
All right, Jason, I understand. I appreciate
so he
your
used
passion.
Your show. He used your show to make a
I offer,
commercial.
Listen, I offer anybody to come on and counter that.
I love what Sidney is doing downtown, but he's not doing it for free. He's getting paid, okay? He's not volunteering. Listen, I have a group of men. We volunteer every weekend in the city because we love it, and we pick up trash. But he's out here touting this deal like the man is doing it for free. It's a contract.
I never got that impression that he was doing it for free. I got the impression that he's
doing commercials. He's always on the radio. That's why he came on your show. He took up most of the time.
Jason, there was no Jason.
Man,
look, Jason. You got to give me a chance to talk here, okay? I mean, you're not going to bully me by just over talking me and making it sound like I'm interrupting you when I want to talk. You're not being fair here. Now, if Sidney Torres is doing a better job, then why shouldn't he keep the contract? If they had another company, then why didn't they stick with the company? And if somebody's related to a city council member and they get any preferential treatment, that's wrong. If somebody's related to the city council member and they don't get preferential treatment, that's okay. But there's nothing wrong with talking about this. And it sounds to me like you're trying to cover something up. And I appreciate your passion. I'm glad you and your group go down and do it for nothing. There was nothing in the conversation with the lieutenant governor that indicated that the lieutenant governor was suggesting that Sidney Torres is doing it for nothing. What he said was Sidney Torres is doing a hell of a job cleaning up the French Quarter. And if another company isn't doing as good a job, then why would you go with another company? So there are questions to be asked here, and there are questions to be answered. And I have said, if anybody wants to come on the show, and if the person who we haven't named, who is being talked about here, if he wants to come on the show and give his side of it, go ahead. but I'm going to ask the tough questions. Jason, glad you had a chance to call. If you're on hold, stay with us. We're going to get to more of your calls when we come back after this break. Also, I got to take a minute when we come back out of this break. I got to tell you what Rod Stewart was doing on this day in 2022. Kind of surprising. But anyway, I mean, Jason's talking about all these other issues. We're staying focused on this one issue. And there has been a problem with people getting preferential treatment because they're related to somebody. And maybe they're not the best person for the job. The fact that it has happened before doesn't make it right. So we'll talk more about this when we come back. I'm Scoot on the Air, and this is WWL.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar on this day in 2022, Rod Stewart, at the age of 77, took video of himself fixing potholes near his home in England. He was complaining that the state won't do it. Nobody wants to do it. He was 77 at the time, posted the video on Instagram. He showed himself shoveling gravel into potholes in Harlow, Essex, near his home. He claimed that nobody wants to do the job. He's doing it. He said people are bashing up their cars. The other day, an ambulance burst a tire, and he said, my Ferrari can't even get through here. The road's so bad. Rod Stewart was dressed in a tracksuit with a high-vis vest. He was singing and shoveling at the time. We need a guy like that in New Orleans. Got a lot of work for him here. I mean, look, if you can't get your Ferrari down the street, and nobody's going to fix the street, you got to get the street fixed, even if you have to do it yourself. I'm Scoot on the Air, and there seems to be a question about who should have the contract in the French Quarter, keeping it clean. IV Waste, Sidney Torres, got it before and during the Super Bowl. There's a question about what might happen to it at this point. Let's go to Sam. Sam, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Sam.
Hey, Scoot. I'm glad that you're on this topic. I've actually been trying to get on what I was bringing up on Newell's show even before the Super Bowl, but with that structured guest lineup, it was wasn't able to get in on it. You read my mind. Maybe we get Rod Stewart to move down in the quarter and maybe be neighbors with Lenny Kravitz.
Nice.
And another statement you'll never hear me say is, I can't get my Ferrari down the street. You know, so that's something that you'll never hear from me.
I really empathize with Rod Stewart. He can't get his Ferrari down the street, so he's out there fixing the potholes.
Yeah, that sucks, man. Life's rough, isn't it? You know, but anyway,
yeah,
I mean, this is someone that cares about his neighborhood, though. I mean, we can make light, but this is someone that cares about where he lives at and everything. And, you know, God bless him in his little town. What I was bringing up, though, that I wanted to bring up before Super Bowl, with everybody cheerleading and hyping and patting themselves on the back from our three different tourism entities, which I don't know why we need three, but that's a different topic. What's been ignored totally is the stretch between Carrollton and where Broad crosses over right before you get to Claiborne and the Superdome. Mm-hmm. On the left going in, you see the big jail complex. On the right, you see that new golf complex. Totally ignored with the lead up for the Super Bowl, because just being involved with it, because it's my city for all its faults, I took just some random trips downtown, even when I didn't have a doctor's appointment or anything in Metairie. And untouched was that stretch of highway between Carrollton and Broad Overpass Dome, that interchange there. Now, I remember before the last Super Bowl in 2013, they replaced the fencing on both sides, and they planted trees. I'm sure you remember that because that's part of your route in, all right? And I'm holding my breath waiting. It's like, okay, I hear all this hype about what's being done. When are we going to do this? And this is the entryway to downtown. I mean, this could be like the New Orleans Parkway if they gave it some attention. Yeah. It was totally ignored. And everybody coming into town from the airport, that's what they're looking at.
Yeah.
And don't know why that was not addressed whatsoever.
Yeah, I can't answer that either. Sam, I appreciate you bringing that up. I mean, there's a lot of things that the city you know, should address that it's not addressing. And you know, we as citizens just need to find ways to pressure the city, even if it's just talking about it publicly, to where the city knows we're talking about it, because we own them. We own them. They're our elected officials. And if they don't do the job, then we don't vote them in again. You vote them out. You vote against them. And there's a big mayor's race coming up, and the people who want to be mayor are going to have to talk about keeping this city as good as it was before the Super Bowl, because I think that's going to be a legitimate topic. I'm going to make sure that that's a topic during the upcoming campaign. Janice joins us from New Orleans. Hey, Janice.
Yes, Scoot. I like what Sidney's doing. I think he does a good job. I don't understand why they even want to replace him in the French Quarter. And insofar as where is trash, sometimes it's all over my lawn, in you know, all over the place. I have a school near me, and when they have a get-together over there at the school where they serve food, you'd be surprised all the stuff I'm picking up in the street after the luncheon or whatever it is over. You would have laughed so hard.
Janice,
at me
does
the
it
other
does
day.
It does it blow over, or do they drop it in your in your area?
Both. I mean, if it's not a windy day, it's a drop.
Yeah,
you would have laughed at me the other. You would have laughed at me the other day when it was windy. You would have. when it was windy the other day, I was literally chasing a bag. I was running around chasing the bag, trying to catch it. It was blowing all over. The good news is I finally did catch it. And why was I doing this? I was doing it for a very vital reason. I did not want that bag to go into the drain. What people don't seem to realize is that when we have bad weather and we have wind, such as we did the other day, the other week, whatever is in the street is going to end up in the drains, and this is not good for the city. And it's not just the French Quarter. It's all the city, the entire city, the neighborhoods. They don't care. And I would like to see a law put in place. Tangipahoe has a better litter. They have a litter abatement program. They have a better thing than we have here, because here we don't really have anything. If you deliberately pitch something out of a car window, or you're going down the street and you throw it on the ground or something, there should be repercussions, really. You know where my garbage is right now, Scoot? Come to my house sometime. I invite you to my house. I'm going to give you a tour. I'm going to show you where my garbage is.
Is it in the
right
trash can?
Right there in my garbage can. Huh?
Okay, well, good. That's good. Janice,
it's right
what I
in my garbage can.
What I would, I like that. I appreciate the invitation to come to your house. I also would love the video of you chasing that bag down the street. But look, it's good that you did that, and you did it for a good reason. If you're on hold, stay with us. We'll continue this conversation into the next hour. We're just talking about litter in general, but it started with talking about Sidney Torres's contract, and Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser called in to just talk about whether or not the city council will keep the contract with Sidney Torres or go to somebody else. And one of the people it might go to is somebody who might be favored by the city council for different reasons. And I am tired of favoritism. I'm tired of favors. I'm tired in general of incompetent people getting positions. I'm tired of incompetent people getting contracts. Contracts that they do not follow through on. And if Sidney Torres has followed through on his contract, and if the French Quarter is better than it was before, and again, why did they pick Sidney Torres and IV Waste to clean up for the French Quarter? It's because the company they had, they didn't trust. If they trusted the company, they wouldn't have gone to Sidney Torres. All right, if you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Got to get your break here, kind of running late. On this day in 1999, this was the number one song in the country, and this was one of the first songs to ever use auto-tune. You know, some of the local bands use auto-tune. It's a pitch correction software that in real time corrects pitch, so nobody is ever off-key. Yeah, it's really a quite an amazing thing. In fact, it became known as the Cher effect because she was one of the first to use it on this song. We'll be back on WWL. All right, this is the day that it was his chef character. It was Isaac Hayes. This is the day Isaac Hayes left South Park, and it's widely believed that he left South Park because they made fun of his religion, Scientology. But his son sheds a different light on this. We'll talk a little bit about that. I want to continue this conversation. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser sent a letter to the city council, and he sent me the letter last night. I shared it on the air, and it's about his concern that the city council is going to move away from Ivy Waste and Sidney Torres, who have done a great job cleaning up the French Quarter, and go to another company. And it might go to a man who has gotten other contracts, and this guy's not even in the garbage business. He would have to subcontract to get a garbage company. I don't know. It doesn't seem like the healthiest relationship if you can go directly to somebody who is in the garbage business. So, you know, look, this show's open for anybody to call in and talk about any of this. And we'll get back to more of your calls. And this is also a conversation about litter in New Orleans. And really, that should end. It's juvenile. I'm Scoot. We'll be back.